Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is khutbah number 4, addressing the subject of Sharia, a subject which annoys, causes anxiety, hysteria for our fellow Americans, our neighbors, co-workers, because of the misinformation about this subject, the misconceptions, which were really triggered by the media, unfortunately, in the West in general, in America in particular. And we have a lot of work to do as Muslims. As a Muslim community, we have a lot of work to do. We really gotta be proactive in this field, letting America know that Sharia is not bad. Sharia is our religion. Sharia is our faith. And we cannot certainly, without any doubt about that statement, compromise it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we ended the last khutbah with a subject called Maqasid al-Sharia, the higher aims, the objectives, the goals behind the Islamic law. When you see a command, do this, do not do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. He did not command us to do this for no purpose, for no reason. And certainly we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all sufficient, غني. لا يحتاجنا. Allah doesn't need us. So certainly the wisdom, the benefit, the welfare, the maslaha pours on our lives, on us. We benefit. إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم. Straightforward, Allah says, if all of mankind disbelieve, Allah is all sufficient. وحديث أبي ذر الغفاري الحديث الإلهي عند مسلم, if the first of you, the last few would have, والعياذ بالله, seek refuge with Allah from this, the heart of the most wicked, أفجر رجل ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. For the wisdom, the benefit, the welfare behind the command is for us. Allah doesn't benefit from it. For the maqasid al-sharia, the aims, the objectives of al-wahyayn, of the Quran and the Sunnah, is for us. And I'm addressing today also, beside my Muslim brothers and sisters, non-Muslims who may come across this. What is the definition of Maqasid al-Sharia? What is Maqasid al-Sharia? What is the objectives, the aims of the Sharia? Look at this. To promote, to protect the welfare of people in this world, and here is the extension for you and me, the hereafter. So the Sharia really is to safeguard, to protect the welfare of non-Muslims if they come to live under the Sharia in this world. أهي إخوة باللغة العربية تحقيق مصالح العباد في المعاش والمعاد. هذه يلا the objectives of the Sharia, the aims of the Sharia is to fulfill, promote, protect, safeguard the welfare, the interest, the benefit of people. في المعاش in this world, and I'm telling you that definition is shared with any human rights law, any constitution in the face of this earth. That's the objective of any man-made constitution. But for us, akhiratu wal ma'ad, because we believe that there is afterlife, we believe there is a hereafter. Now the scholars summarized and sum up 5 areas that must be protected, that must be promoted. They called it الضرورات الخمس, الكليات الخمس, the 5 necessities, the 5 universals of the Sharia. Any disruption in those 5, rest assured, corruption is in earth, injustice is in earth, no mercy. أي خلل في الخمس خلاص. And any corruption that you see, any injustice that you see, any cruelty that you see, any nonsense that you see, is a result of a disruption in the functionality of these 5. And the whole text of the Quran and the Sunnah, one way or another, pours into these 5 areas. 5 areas. خمس. What are those? الدين. The religion. حفظ الدين. The safeguarding, the protection of faith. 2. حفظ النفس. The safeguarding, the protection of the human life, the continuity of the human race, the human life. 3. حفظ العقل. The safeguarding, the protection of the human reasoning, the human intellect, the brain. 4. حفظ العرض, حفظ النسب, حفظ الشرف, the protection of the lineage and the protection of honor of people in this area. 5. And the last, حفظ المال, the protection of the property. When you own something, no one is entitled to take it away from you forcefully. These are the 5 aims, the 5 objectives of the Sharia, brothers and sisters in Islam. And it has been always like this. Al-Deen, the religion. When we speak to non-Muslims, that question always comes, do we need a religion? Of course, for a Muslim, we don't even ask the question. Any human being must believe in something. Believing, having faith, is a natural human inclination. Fitri, amr fitri. That's why, ya ikhwa, when you make da'wah to non-Muslims, be sure that they have Islam inside them. You know that advertisement for Intel? Intel inside. You know that thing, Intel inside? Islam inside every human being. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn is born on الفطرة. There is a wording of this hadith, الحديث البخاري ومسلم, لفظ النسائي, كل مولود يولد على الإسلام. Every baby is born with the fitrah, with the natural inclination to submit to Allah, to believe, to worship. Like your child watches you pray for just a month or two, he does like you. Yes, judwi. We salli bih. Allah, I will like Allah. What happened? The parents, فأبواه, or any entity, any institution that the parents allow their children to get in touch with, whether it is Google, whether it is Facebook, whether it is a video machine, a video game, whether it is a school, a public school, whether you name it, whether it is a club, the parents are in charge until he reaches puberty. فأبواه, they take him out of that fitrah. They take him out of the fitrah. ولذلك يا إخوة, therefore, you always find a person getting his fitrah, his natural state again, that natural inclination again, الفطرة again, when he goes through two conditions. Excessive sorrow, excessive joy. الفطرة gets abolished. Look at this. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. When you're sailing in the sea and there is a storm, you're about to drown, who do you call for? Who do you call for? يا رب! فطرة! يا رب! Oh. عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهما, والأمانة العلمية الحديث في سنده كلام, when he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم with his father, فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to give his father دعوة, فقال له يا حسين, حسين بن عبيد, يا حسين, كم من إله تعبد, how many gods do you worship? He said 7. ستة في الأرض, 6 of them are in earth. He means the idols. اللات والعزة ومنات والهمبكة هذه. وواحد في السماء. And one in the heaven. Look at this now. Look at الدعوة. أيهما تدعو لرغبك ورهبك. When you get in trouble, which one you call for? Immediately, الذي في السماء. I go to the one up there. فطرة. Excessive joy. Look at these soccer players, football players. I used to play sport. I want to tell you that is the most joyful moment when you score a goal. Even if you're playing Dar al-Tawheed team. But imagine being watched by millions of people. Imagine. He's not even a Muslim. You ask some Muslim, where is Allah? Allah is everywhere. The rajla, Allah is above there. Ya rajla, fitra. Islam inside. Intel inside. So there is a need to worship. And if you're not going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the way, the answer to the question, do we need to worship? Do we need a religion? Yes. I'll just share with you 3-4 reasons. You need a religion to find the purpose for the life that you're living here. Tabillahi alik, without Islam, without the religion, what is the purpose of your life in this world? What is your purpose? What? You come here, eat and drink and sleep and die, khalas. أرحام تدفع وبطون تدفع وأرحام تدفع وأرض تبلع الدهرين إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. Wombs that push out kids and earth swallow خلاص. لا يا راجل, it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't make any sense. ولذلك أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. دين, there is a need for it. I was brought up in a culture, إخوة, and some of you may come on, we used to get إليا أبو ماضي, الشاعر, الشاعر إليا أبو ماضي. ويقول لك عبد الحليم حافظ يقول جئت لا أدري من أين أتيت ولكني أتيت. I came, I have no idea where did I come from. They used to teach us this stuff in school. In high, I wish to study this in high school. I came, I have no idea where did I come from. فبصرت طريقا قدامي فمشيت. I found a road in front of me, I'm walking on it. But where I'm going, I don't know. That's a confused. لا, المسلم إنا لله وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And what I'm doing in between, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. كلام قولا واحدا. Then you know your purpose, you know why you're here. I came from Allah, I'm going back to Allah. What is that I'm doing in between? I'm here to worship Allah. شوف اللي others. Two, I'll just mention four reasons why do we need relief. Two. So, I happened to sit with an atheist. And you probably heard me say that story before, but I'm going to give you a headache with it again. He said, I look like this. He said, listen, I have to catch my flight. We're in a conference somewhere. Salt Lake City, I think. I have to catch my flight in 5 minutes. I'll give you 5 minutes, convince me that there is a religion, there is a God. I told him, if this is the deal, you promise me that you're going to answer these 2-3 questions honestly. He said, I promise you. Question number one. Do you think there is injustice, there is zulm in this world or not? There are people who are oppressed or not. There is injustice or not in this world. There are people who are killed without even knowing why. I said, yes, there is injustice. Question number two. Do you think, yes or no, everyone who commits these injustices is brought to justice? Meaning, listen, there are some who are brought to justice. I agree. Milosevic, he killed the Muslims in Kosovo. We know some of them, they were brought to justice. But do you think every person who commits injustice is being punished in this world? He said, no. Some of them are not held accountable for what they do in this world. Here is the third question. Do you think this is fair? Answer me. He said, no. There must be a day of judgment. To establish justice. Ya ikhwa, a lot of us, wallahi, wallahi, were wronged so bad, but our hope is in the hereafter. Without the belief in the hereafter, we're going to slay one another. You know, if there is no belief in the hereafter, I'm going to run after this person who harmed me, harmed my family. But I believe in it. There is a day of judgment, inshallah. في يوم قيامة. Three hope. Having hope. والله I will never forget this sister. She requested a Quran from me. It was in Maryland. She's not Muslim. Show me that Quran. I told you, I'm going to give it to you, but promise me, in English, of course, the meaning is in English. Promise me, and you will read it. He said, I promise you. She came back to me a year later. She said, I want to become a Muslim. So why? Can you tell me one thing that this book, you know what she said? Hope. This book is about hope. There is hope. Hope. She used the word hope. Amal. Afterlife. There is Jannah, ya ikhwah. There is Jannah. You know, one of the things that I tell a brother who calls me about going through hardships, say, yeah, brother, it's only 67 years, inshallah, it will be done, inshallah, it will be done, ya akhi. You know what I'm basing this on, right? A'maru ummati bayna, the lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70. Yeah, if you get to live it, some live longer, but the average Muslim will live between, say, 67 years, inshallah, will be done, inshallah, don't worry about it. One brother in Toronto, alhamdulillah, he got married. So this is just an attitude, you know. Every time I go to Toronto, he said, you haven't found me a wife yet. It's like, okay, I was he asked me to help him. And then the last time I asked, how old are you? He said 49. I said, man, it's only 11 years left. Just hang in there. Inshallah in Jannah, inshallah. It's just having this attitude sometimes, hope. For ya ikhwa, unity. Shahid, we need to believe in something. A guy whose name is Bridgestone, I have no idea who it is, but I came across. He said, across history, there have been always human societies without philosophy, without art, without technology, but never have been a human society without a religion. Yes. Always a religion. So any piece of legislation out there, if it doesn't protect the deen, forget it. That's why when France came out with the legislation that Muslim women cannot wear their hijab, their niqab. Listen, the ruling on niqab is known. It is the consensus, it is optional. What they say, optional. In some cases, it is mandatory. But what if a Muslim sister wants to wear her niqab? Why do you limit? Why do you legislate such a law so that the sisters are not able to do so? Any legislation. In some Muslim countries, you can't have a beard. As a man, you cannot have a beard. Law. And some of it, unspoken law. That they treat you in a very fancy way, if you have one. The protection of the deen. Safeguarding the religion. Because the religion creates, ya ikhwa, that human person who has consciousness of Allah, who have believe in a higher authority out there, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who watches you. That is why a person is very careful. Very quickly, how do you promote, protect, safeguard religion? Number one, iqra. Read, learn it. ولذلك يا إخوة سبحان الله, if you read the virtue and the merits of the scholars in Islam, you become amazed. But if you understand the text in the context of the objective number one of the Sharia, you will understand what I'm talking about. Every creation in the face of this earth, based on the hadith, They ask Allah, يستغفرون لطالب العلم. They ask Allah to forgive the scholar, the one who teaches the people. Even the fish in the depth of the sea and the birds up there. Why? يعلمون الناس الخير. They teach people the truth. They teach them the religion. They teach them to believe in Allah. They teach them good character. They teach them how to worship Allah according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what? This helps keep corruption away. I've given you an example. The other khutbah. America here tried to stop people from drinking. The year 1920. They spend so much money in marketing, in promotion. Don't drink, drinking is bad. Don't drink, drinking is bad. Don't drink, drinking is bad. At the end is what? Don't drink while you're driving. اشرب بس ايه. Look, it took a believer. Someone walks around Medina. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, O Muslims, inna Allah qad harram al-khamr. Khamr is haram. Khalas. That's consciousness. That is why, ikhwa, it's very unfortunate that Muslims are in the rear of civilization as we speak. Why? Because the people who are in charge of this world, they don't believe in that higher authority. They believe they are the higher authority. That's why you will find them spilling corn in the ocean to maintain its market value. Meanwhile, people are starving to death in Africa and other parts of the world. Why? Because of the money, the price. But Muslim will never do this. Astaghfirullah. We're like monopoly, monopoly, sir. Monopoly, sir. Can you? You need the deen. You need to teach it first. Look, in the other hand, those who conceal the deen, those who hide the deen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Indeed, those who hide the scripture, the commands of Allah, to please the ruler, to please the president, to please the king, to be accepted in society, to have more followers in Facebook, or have more people watching his, those will be cursed by Allah and cursed by the creation too. Why? It's not good. فتعلم. Number one, تعلم يا إخوة. And inshallah, دار التوحيد is taking the initiative, بإذن الله تعالى, of bringing the Islamic University of Minnesota here in دار التوحيد. And tomorrow between عصر, inshallah, and عشاء, we're going to be teaching the first class here. You can actually obtain associate degree. You can actually obtain a bachelor in Islamic studies right here. Knowledge, spreading the knowledge of the deen, spreading it. Two, practicing it. How are you going to protect the deen when you do not practice it? How? وذلك, one of the ways to protect the deen is to pray five times. Look at our masajid during the five daily prayers, empty. Empty. How do you want to protect the deen in America when you do not even put the effort to attend salah in the masjid? Salah, one of the ways to preserve the deen. Salah, practice it, exercise it. The best way, actually. لذلك وكيع بن الجراح used to tell his students, يا أهل الحديث, O students of the hadith, أدوا زكاة الحديث, pay back the زكاة of the hadith. قالوا وما زكاة الحديث, every 100 hadith that you memorize, just practice 2.5% of it. Don't Don't just memorize علم 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 when there is no practice. Bah. Oh, there are people who learn the deen in order what? To debate, to give you a hard time. Bah. Number three, brothers and sisters in Islam, is to remove misconceptions regarding this deen. To explain to the people the shubuhat, the misconceptions, enjoining good and forbidding evil. For the sake of time, the second objective, the second aim of the Sharia is to maintain, to fulfill, to safeguard the human life. Hifdhun nafs. And subhanAllah, because of the very importance of such an objective, a Muslim may hide his faith in his heart to protect his nafs. من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا. Ammar ibn Yasir رضي الله عنه, he was asked to speak bad about his deen, the first objective, the first goal. He did it. He felt bad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, it's okay as long as your heart is filled with iman. But this is what? In a place that he cannot leave. But if you can leave and exercise your deen and practice your deen, you have to do this, brothers and sisters in Islam. But I just want to show you the importance of the preservation of the human life in Islam. By the way, addressing America and Americans, I forgot to mention regarding the first objective that even a Jew or a Christian who lives within the boundaries of a Muslim governed by Sharia place, if they choose to exercise their Christianity or Judaism, they are allowed to do it. And you know what? Muslims have to protect them. When that Muslim place is being attacked, you tell the Christian and the Jew, thank you very much, you stay at home, I'll go and fight and protect you. I'll go and give my life up to protect you. And this is the jizya that they pay. They pay the jizya for this, the taxes for this. ذلك ورد عمر at one stage when he was unable, during the reign of Umar, when he was unable to offer protection to Christians and Jews, he asked to pay them back the jizya. Give them back the tax. That they are, because what? This is in return for what? Protection. That you're not going to risk your life. You as a Christian or a Jew, you're not to risk your life. Go and fight. No, I will do it for you as a Muslim. And if I'm unable to do it, Umar, you take we cannot protect them. Take back your jizya. We can't do it. You're out of our control. This is the Sharia that they are afraid of. This is the tolerance of this Sharia, brothers and sisters in Islam. I go back to the subject of the human life. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Hadith ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, the first record of injustice, أول ديوان من دواوين المظالم يفتح يوم القيامة ديوان الدماء. The first injustice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle in the day of judgment is killing, is the taking of a human life. The one who placed that soul in the body is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only one who is entitled to take it out is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the body in which the soul is cannot do it. What is known to us to be committing suicide? من قتل نفسه بحديد. If somebody kills himself with a piece of iron in the grave until the day of judgment, he's going to be killing himself. Whoever throws himself from the top of a mountain, he's always going to keep throwing himself from the punishment. Whoever poisons himself, committing suicide. Even me, I have no right to take that soul out I have to wait for the angel of death to come and hopefully call it, Ya Rabbi, Ya Ayatuha Nafs Al Mutmain. Come out. But you disrupting that container so the soul cannot, you can't do it. You cannot do it, and it's inside you. What about someone else doing it? That is why يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at this description, يا إخوة. يأتي المقتول يوم القيامة. The person who was murdered, who was killed in the day of judgment will come. يحمل رأسه. Carrying his head on his hand. One of his hands. Look at this scene, out of this world. تشخب أوداجه دما. The veins of his neck are pouring blood in the land of gathering. Look, what is it? The other hand, يجر قاتلة. Dragging his killer. And he will go in front of Allah. يا رب سل هذا فيما قتلني. Ask him, why did he take away my life in the dunya? Why did he deprive me of life? وكان ابن عباس يقول لا توبة لقاتل. ابن عباس يقول لا توبة لقاتل. برغم أنها كبيرة وفي الكلام نظر. شوف, ما من نفس تقتل إلا وعلى ابن آدم الأول كفل منها. حديث ابن عمر في البخاري. Every murder in the face of this earth, in the face of this earth that happens, the son of Adam, the one who killed his brother, gets a share of it. Why? Because he is the one who established the qatl, sunnah al qatl. Serious business. Islam is a serious. They tell you this is only applies to Muslim. La 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 la. Hadith ibn Umar. We shared the hadith so many times. Man qatala dhimmiya aw mu'ahada. If you kill a Christian or a Jew, dhimmi, living within, as a minority, within your Muslim country. Or mu'ahadan, or someone with whom you have a covenant, you have a truth. A passport, green card, visa. لا يشم رائحة الجنة. وإن ريحها لا يوجد من مسيرة أربعين سنة. He will not smell the scent of Jannah. Imagine this. Serious business. Serious business, يا إخوة. الدماء. Three, the intellect. For the sake of time. العقل. العلماء يقولون العقل مدار التكليف. The reasoning, the intellect, the brain is the basis a person is legally responsible in the society. When somebody who does something wrong and they say, the majnoon. Somebody does something bad to you, you go like, the majnoon, ya'am, khalas, ya'am, majnoon, ya'amal fi ibn, majnoon, he's insane, khalas, majnoon. Lakin aql, azzam, azzamat al-shari'a, sha'n al-aql. And this is why, by the way, brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam says no to intoxicants. Why liquor is haram? Why marijuana is haram? And I addressed that before. We're like legal, medical marijuana. Medical marijuana? Ya rajil. Oh, there are Muslims. I learned that there are Muslims in the state who have dispensaries. There are Muslims who sell liquor. So Allah gave you money, I'm disobeying you with this money, Ya Rab. Ya Rajil. But then you go like, I'm selling it to non-Muslims. Ya Salah. Ya Sheikh. Tafin al-Hadith, إذا حرم الله شيئا حرم ثمنه. If Allah makes something unlawful, then you cannot. طيب. Let's address non-Muslims. Billahi alayk, by Allah, wallahi, the year 214, I'm sorry, the year 214, 88,000 Americans were killed in America because of alcohol. الكحول. Leave marijuana alone. Alcohol related accidents. طب بالله عليك, if another country comes and invades America, طب let me give you another figure here. 28 Americans are killed every day because of drinking. طب every 53 minutes one American is killed because of drinking. طب بالله عليك خلي let another country comes to invade America and kill 28 people. والله خلي crazy dude goes into somewhere and kill 28 people. See the media. See the media is going to say terrorist attack, terrorist attack, terrorist attack. طب ما انت عندك اهو يا اخويا every day 28 Americans are killed because of what? Apply the sharia يا حبيبي. If you want, we're not going to force it on you. Listen, we're not going to force it in nobody. That's why the sharia came and said, no, no drinking. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, you believe إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوا. So instead of stopping people from drinking, what they do? Now you can have medical marijuana. Medical marijuana, حبيبي. Intellect. The protection of the intellect. I'm sure you probably came across somebody who is drunk, or they call it stoned. See how they act. Oh, رجل يمشي ده تخيبة في ال. Get a life. Especially when you go into that, heroin, max. Unfortunately, this is spreading amongst our Muslim youth in America, in Colorado. Very, very sad, wallah. The brothers are telling me. Very sad. That's why the Sharia is protecting this side. By the way, brothers and sisters in Islam, the intellect only is not only about drugs. لا. The intellect is about what? It's about the human intellect. حفظ العقل. That is why, you know, some of us are amazed that if you do not send your children to school, you are guilty according to the law. I mean until high school, yeah. And some Muslims are what? And some Muslims are what? Feeling bad about this. Feeling bad? This is an Islamic thing. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is compulsory upon every Muslim. One of the ways to protect the intellect, brothers and sisters in Islam, is to learn. That's why we're not supposed to believe in witchcraft. Harry Potter or Harry مش عارف مين, Lord of the Kings, who get our children to watch it. That's fairy tales. That spoils the intellect. What goes inside that intellect? Islam protects that. Four, lineage. A lot of people are like, يا إخوة, those five, if you really want to realize their importance, there is something in the Islamic jurisprudence is called سد الذريعة. باب سد الذريعة. That you block the way to get there. Look, once it comes to lineage, Islam tells you that every baby who is born into this world is entitled to be born into a Muslim home, a committed husband, a committed wife. That means no adultery. Now, for people not to fall into adultery, lower your gaze. Sisters, الحجاب سد الذريعة. Because if a woman walks out there showing her body, she's inviting. That's why one of the questions that non-Muslims ask us when we debate, why Muslims have, this is imprisonment for the women. Imprisonment for the women. This is not good. I said, listen. Can I ask you a question? Billahi alik, when you see a nun, you know what a nun is, right? A nun in the street, do you ever consider flirting with her? I'm talking to a non-Muslim. If you see a nun walking in the street, do you ever consider dating her? That's why a Muslim woman must appear in this way. If you're interested in me, meet my daddy. هذا سد ذريعة. Why do you guys women pray in the back and men pray up front? سد ذريعة برضو. بالله عليك, you're supposed to stand half خشوع in Allah, and in front of you a woman bending in front of you. Where is the خشوع you're gonna have? What خشوع? Where is the خشوع? Huh? When you have a woman bending in front of you, خشوع? Where is the خشوع? سد ذريعة. هو يقول لك إمامة المرأة. There is a woman in California by the way, هو مسجد. She's the إمامة. سيادتها هتقف كده. She's gonna stand like this in front of the people giving the خطبة. وإن شاء الله هتقوم الصلاة. Look at me. إمامة. What إمامة؟ ذريعة. سد ذريعة. They don't understand. They are not getting it. They think, oh, this is being unfair. ما هو one of the devious ways of attacking the Sharia, creating other objectives. Equality between men and women. Listen, women are half of the Muslim community. Women are the most important component of our community. There is a whole chapter in the Quran called Surah An-Nisa. Women are the key to our societies. But Allah identified a certain role for them to play. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسب. Everybody should be happy with what Allah given. This is your rule, sister. This is your rule, brother. That is why لعن الله المتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء ولعن الله المتشبهات من النساء. Allah curses the man who tries to look like a woman and a woman who tries to look like a man, because you should be happy with who you are. They don't understand this. The whole thing has to do with the protection of the progeny, of the lineage. There is one more, inshallah, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The five objective, the five necessity, the fifth universal, حفظ المال. It is not fair that you go out there and work hard to earn your money and someone comes and rips you off, steals. It's not fair. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفس. I'm not entitled to take any of your wealth without you giving it to me. حتى في الزكاة, حتى في الزك في 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 الصدقات, في الصدقات. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث ابن عباس في الصحيحين, send معاذ to Yemen, tell them about لا إله إلا الله, if they accept it الحمد لله, tell them about the صلاة الحمد لله, if they pray, tell them about the زكاة. 2.5% is to be taken from the rich and given back to their poor. Look at this. وإياك وكرائم أموالهم, and there you force them to give you more. More than the 2.5% has to come with what? Yeah. Islam came to protect your wealth, to create justice. That is why usury is haram. Riba is haram. Because there is injustice about that business transaction. The other day when I was in Abu Bakr, I was asked, and I close with this inshallah, is insurance haram? By the way, before I answer the question, I have insurance. Just car insurance, yeah. It is haram. But the ruling, it is haram. Insurance is haram. Why? بِبَيْعَ غَرَرْ. Why? Someone keeps paying $100 for his car insurance for 5-6 years and he doesn't get in an accident. and the agency is receiving what? On someone after a month, $100. He totals his car. Now $15,000-$20,000. What do you call this? Is that a business transaction? It's injustice. Injustice. ما هو ليس مبيع غرر. Why? نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الغرر. Why? The price is not known. The benefit is not known. Is بيع جهالة. Is vague. The whole business transaction is vague. This is a commodity. $10. Take. Why? Because there is injustice. But again, يا إخوة, don't say the Sheikh now is asking you to cancel your car insurance. We're not going to do that, inshallah. We live in America. This is one of the things that we have to do, unfortunately. But if you're asked about the ruling on insurance, insurance is haram, haram, wallah, haram. But we have to do it. We have no choice. When a policeman stops you, what he asks you? What? Car registration and? يبقى قابلني بقى لما تقول له حرام وبيع غرر. ان شاء الله I'm gonna visit the... فهذه الشريعة يا إخوة, هذه الشريعة, it came to protect these fives. Religion, human life, the next generation, the progeny, the honor of people, the intellect and the wealth. And this is why for each one of those, in our Sharia, there is a criminal punishment. Had. This is how serious it is. Had al-murtad, the apostate. Had al-qatil. Had al-shurb, the one who kills. The one who steals. The one who drinks. The one who commits adultery. Because this is a serious matter. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ديننا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزدنا علما وأن يحببنا في هذا الدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من هؤلاء الذين يقيمون شرعك ودينك في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من هؤلاء وذرياتنا يا رب العالمين من الذين يقيمون شرع الله ودين الله في كافة أنحاء الأرض يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.